Come on down.
When all the kids go, it really starts clearing out, doesn't it?
Yeah. I said this was kids' night. I kid you not. We haven't prophesied to that many before.
Oh, wow.
That's a big group of children.
Yeah. That was it. Well, people with a lot of kids.
Yeah.
It is obvious to, oh, this is Tommy and Sharon.
Yes,
sorry.
I got it. I remember.
It's obvious to me just from looking at you two that you're very unique and gifted people, that you are beautiful and intelligent, that you are sincere, that you are principled, and that you are faithful, and that you are highly disciplined, okay? Not that you're not, but just that she's highly disciplined. That you bring order where you go, you make things beautiful, you set up systems. You know, if you came to my house, you would probably save my life because you would set up a system that might work, that there's a real grace in your life. You have been in just a season where you've really been walking, and what I see for you guys is that it's like you've grown too big for the clothes you have. That you, your lives, in your relationships, in your understanding of the Lord and what He has for you to do, that you, it's like now you're wearing clothes that are too small, and they're kind of starting to stretch in the seams and things like that. And the Lord says, "Ask me because I'm moving you up and I'm moving you out and I'm causing a place of broadness to come to you." For you, you are a highly focused man. You're a man who stays on task. You're a faithful man, and you're even a rule keeper. And you have walked, and even as you've grown, you have purposefully not allowed yourself. You're like a horse with those blinders on because you didn't want to look out at other places. You wanted to stay focused, and yet the Lord says, "I'm going to take these blinders off, and I'm going to cause you to see that the harvest in front of you, that the field in front of you is broader than you have seen or than you've known, and I'm going to cause you to reach out and stretch out and walk into new things." And it's like He's going to be reclothing you and giving you, because you've just gotten too big for the place that you are, and you need to spread out, and you need to trust the Lord. And again, He wants to affirm you that He has prepared you for this time, and that even though as the transition happens, it's going to be like you've been in a place where you felt enclosed, kind of, or like the clothes were too small. But when you step into the things He has for you, you're going to feel like you were enclosed that were too big. So there's going to be a sense that you have a sense of inadequacy. But don't worry about that, because there's no inadequacy. That as God moves you forward, He's going to supply you with all the things that you need. And you're going to, because you're already there, He's just giving you room to grow and room to move. Okay? And so that's really what I see for you. And there needs to be a confidence. You already have the confidence. In fact, I think you've been shoving Him out the door, saying, "This is it, this is it, this is it. This is what I see, this is what I see, this is what I see." And you've been saying, "Faithful, faithful, faithful. Maybe not, because I work and I do this, and this is all too big for me." But the Lord is going to make a way for all of these things to be able to happen. You're not being unfaithful, nor are you violating relationships. You're simply going to be walking into the things that God has for you. And as a man of integrity, you wanted to really be sure that you were walking right, because you value people more than you value your own position. And so, you know, as the Lord opens these things up for you to give you this wider field to step into, He's going to preserve relationships, and He doesn't want you to be afraid, because of the integrity of your heart, handle those things correctly, and you're going to step into the things He has for you. Also, you need to recognize the depth and the authority that He has given you. I think in a lot of ways you've been second man, and a lot of the things that you've done in your life where you've been a supporter, building up another who was a primary leader, some of those things are changing for you, and you need to let that authority of God rest on you. You also need to recognize that in the same way that Joshua built differently than Moses did, that you're going to build according to the pattern and the season that God's called you into, and that you just need to stand up and not be afraid, and hear what the Lord is saying and step into the things He has for you. Okay? And that's what I hear for you too. You have a strong prophetic gifting, and you also are a really strong builder. And don't worry, because the leadership gift in you and the ability to make the stand that you have to make, you'll have that grace that's already in you. Okay, just because you're not a dominator, but you are a real leader. And so whenever the need comes for there to be a standard raised or a place of not yielding, that will be in you at that time, because God will cause that to flow. You love people though, and so that you don't always come across as that guy. And again, because you've been a support, kind of guy, you didn't have to, do I really have the shoulders, God, to take all the weight? And the answer is yes, you do. Okay, everything you need will be there when it needs to happen. And your prophetic gifting and your gift to teach and all those things are really going to begin to step out and build those kinds of things in this place. And there's going to be a place of voice and a place of affirmation and a place of blueprints that are really kind of like in you. It's like you could almost pull them out and say, see, this is the way this should look and this is the way this should look. That there's going to be an opportunity and a place for those things to be built accurately. And that's what I hear for you guys.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Yeah. Can I have you? I like to have you. You're at the end, so all of my insecurities have left.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you, Jesus.
I'm going to have the recording up if you need.
Thank you.
I'm sorry, Nancy.
We visit with Nancy until 1 and 2.